Says the Mishnah Samach Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom. Amar l'shnayim, tnu get l'ishti. Someone says to two different people, tnu get l'ishti. Right? Just to contrast that to what we had last time, the previous Mishnah we were talking about, where he said the lashon of kisu. Now kisu, like we mentioned, by itself is not a good enough lashon to let the get go ahead, because that's not, the get cannot go through with kisu, because it's not talking about tnu. Here, the lashon is tnu. Now, tnu is good enough, says Rashi. Avagav de lo amar kisvu utnu, hare elo yichtemu ba'atzman, velo yomer le'edem acheyem lachum. So, in other words, here, there, even though you didn't say kisvu, it's good enough, and these two edem can go ahead and do it, but they can't tell other people, as we'll see in the Mishnah, in the continuum of cases. So, that just, let's go back to the lashon of the Mishnah. Amar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti, o l'shlosha kisvu get, or you told three people to write the get, utnu l'ishti, hare elo yichtemu b'yitru. So in both of these cases, it's good enough lashon, as opposed to the previous mishnah. It's a good enough lashon to allow them to write the get, but it does not allow them to appoint anybody else. The contrast between the first case and the second case, when you're talking about two people, even if you said the lashon tnu, it's not going to be enough to allow them to appoint somebody else. And Rashi, back to the first Rashi, Rashi says, the la bezdin, they're not a bezdin. You didn't appoint them. La bezdin maninu, but savos alachayim. They don't have the power to command other people to do it. They're just Edom, so Edom could do it. In the second case, theoretically, we're talking about three people, theoretically they could have been a Bezin, but since you explicated their kisvu utnu, so that's what Rashi says in the top of Samach Vav Amud Beis, afalti shein ru'uyin le'asur, they could have been a Bezin, but since you explicitly said kisvu, you're basically telling them, I'm not making you a Bezin, you're only Edom. Okay, so really, kisvu is somewhat of a limiting lashon, right? If you would say tnu, it would be, as we'll see in the continuation of the Mishnah, it would be, in a certain way, more liberal, giving them more power for them to do what they need to do, and even being mitzvah other people. Okay, what's open here in the Mishnah, no pun intended, what's open here in the Mishnah is that when we say that the Eidim have to do it on their own, does that refer to only the chasimus or also to the chasimus again? We'll see that in the Gemara. Okay, so we have our first two cases. You tell two Edim Tnu, or you tell three Edim Kisu Tnu. The law is they may go ahead with the get, write and sign the get, but they're not allowed to give it over to somebody else. Next case. Amr l'shlosha Tnu get l'ishti. If you tell three people just Tnu, and you don't say Kisu, there's no limiting clause there. Hare elu yomer l'acherim v'yichtavu. They can give it over to other people. They can be mitzvah other people, and those other people will write it. Because you told these three people by telling them tnu, you are assigning them as a bezdin, and there's no indication that you're limiting their rights as a bezdin. So you're talking to three people. You're telling them to do something. Your point that basically means you're appointing them as a bezdin. They now have the power to appoint other people. Okay, this is all divri Rabbi Meir, says the Mishnah, and the Mishnah explains the zua locha heler bichanina ish oinoi ibeis asurim. And this is halacha that Rabbi Chanina Ish Ono brought back from the Beis Hasurim. Who was the Beis Hasurim? Says Rashi, that's where Rabbi Kiva was. So he was reporting the name of Rabbi Kiva, who was being held by the Romans, and he came back with this psak halacha. Well, and just read it now. The Mishnah speaks it out. Spells it out again. Mekubal ani ba'omer l'shlocha tnu get l'ishti sheyomer l'acherim v'yichtavu mipnei she'ason bezdin. So this exact psak. This is the psak that Reb Chanina Ish Ono was reporting back from Rabbi Kiva, who was telling him in the Beis Hasurim. So Amar Rabbi Yossi comments about the story. He says, "Numinu l'shliach." We told over to the shliach. Who was the shliach? This Reb Chanina. We told Reb Chanina. Now, don't be confused. He wasn't the shliach here in the get. He was the shliach to go speak to Rabbi Kiva, right? We sent the shliach to go speak to Rabbi Kiva. Some people have a hard time with the Rashi. I just made sure we read the Rashi inside properly. Rashi says, "Numinu l'shliach." Amarnu l'shliach. Who's that? The Chanina. We told over to this shliach who was Rabbi Chanina, who was supposed to go report back from Rabbi Kiva what Rabbi Kiva says and tell him in the Beis Medrash. We told him, listen, af anu mekubalim shafilu anu lebezdin agadlus Yerushalayim. We also have a kabbalah, the opposite of what you're saying. We have a kabbalah that even if the man, the husband, tells over to the bezdin agadlus Yerushalayim, he tells them tnu get l'ishti, and he doesn't say the limiting clause of kisvu. Still, the halacha is she'ilmadu v'yichtavu v'yitnu. This bezin must write it and give it themselves. Okay, so even though the original psak we heard from Rabbi Meir and was confirmed by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hanina is that when you tell three people tnu, you're appointing them as a bezin and they can give it over to somebody else. However, Rabbi Yossi's shita is not like that. Rabbi Yossi's shita is that the people that are instructed by the Baal always have to carry it out. They cannot give it over to someone else. The Mishnah finishes off. If a man says to 10 different people, he says, I want you to write and give a get l'ishti. So what's the din? You can't have, you don't need this many people to perform a get. So what does he mean to say? What's the halacha? Echad koisev, u'shtayim choismin. So one of the 10 writes, and two of them sign. However, if he says kulchem, which is the case we discussed earlier, right? Kulchem, ksoivu, if he tells them, I want all of you to write the get. So what does he mean? The din is, echad koisev, v'kulam choismin. So even though he's telling them all to write it, doesn't mean they all have to sit there with their pens writing the whole get. It means one person writes it, and they all have to be involved. They all have to sign. The fika meis man hareze get bottle. If one of those 10 dies, the get is bottle because he's makpid that all 10 of them sign. Okay, good. Zogt die Gemara. Amr Birmi bar Abba. Says Birmi bar Abba. Shalchu le mi be Rav l'shmu. The yeshiva, the students of the yeshiva of Rav, they sent the shaila to Shmu. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us. What's the din? By Omel Shnaim, Kisvu Utunuged Ishti. If a person tells two people, Kisvu Utunuged Ishti, Va'omru L'Soifer V'Kosav, V'Chosmuhein Mahu. And these two people tell a Soifer to write the get, and then they sign. What's the din? Obviously, if they would have done everything on their own, they're totally kosher. That's what the guy meant. The Shaila is over here, they didn't do everything on their own. And remember, by two people, it's flush. They're not a bezdin. There's no tzad of them being a bezdin here anyway. Plus, he said the lashon of kisvu. So they're for sure not a bezdin from a few different angles. The question now is it okay for them just to sign the get, or do they also have to write the get? So shalach lehu, so Shmuel sent back the psak, teitzei. If she got married with such a get, where the edim didn't write it themselves, they gave it over to the sofer, she has to get out of the marriage, she has to get a divorce. But we need to clarify the matter more. Says Rashi, "Kloimar." What it means to say, it's not so clear to me, and I need to learn. Lilmud mina gedoylem mimenu im kasher hu olav. Okay, we need to learn from the people that are bigger than us to figure out what the din is. So the Gemara wants to understand what's the suffix of Shmuel. My hadavar tzarach talmud. He's definitely being machmir, but he doesn't. He's not clear about it. What's his suffix? If you're going to tell me because this is an issue of mili, what does mili mean? Literally, words, right? Mili can sometimes mean matters or things. Here it means words, right? And words, there's a question. And he has a suffix. Shmuel has a suffix. You know what? Our mili is something which can be given over to a shliach. Now, what does that mean? That means, you know, like it's in our case over here, the husband who commanded the Eidim to do it, to write and to sign the get, that command was in a verbal form, right? It wasn't written in a document. So that has the status of mili. So the shayla is, can those mili in turn be given over again by the shliach to somebody else? There's no question about the shliach themselves, the original Eidim. For sure, they could do it. The Baal, even though, but the Baal ordered them to do to write the get with words, that's for sure okay. That's not a shayla mili l'mesvashliach. Rashi explains the only shayla is the second time. Now that they got the command, can they now give it over to somebody else? So maybe that was Shmuel's suffix. They got mili, right? They got mili from the husband. The husband said, "I want you to write it and sign it." And now they're trying to give that over. So Shana Rashi, Dvaram Shenem l'shliach zeh em yochol l'mosu l'shliach afer. So if that was Shmuel's suffix, and that's why he's not sure, Dvaram Tzav Talmud, that can't be. That can't be because Shmuel paskins lehedya like shitas Rabbi Yosi that mili lo memsur l'shliach. So if that was really the issue, if the whole issue over here was mili, it should have been a very clear psak. She teitzei and vadaver ein tzarach talmud because it's pashin mili lo memsur l'shliach. The guy gave it over; he wasn't allowed to, and it's no good. Yes, John did.
Teitzei means she's not allowed to be married.
Literally means she needs to get out of the marriage through a get, though.
A new marriage through another get, or teitzei from the original marriage through a new get.
No, it means teitzei from the second marriage. She has to go out from wherever she got married from. Look at the Rashi. Shalchu teitzei im niseis beget zeh Teitze misafik, the misafkalan ikasha ulo. So she has to get out of the next marriage misafik. Now the truth is that we knew for sure, like we're saying now, that the mili lamemsu l'shliach, she wouldn't even need a get from the second guy, unless maybe alter abundance, like some of the Mishnayos and Yevamos talk about. Sometimes right. We need to get the run of Be'etzem. She wouldn't need to get it all, because it would be for sure that the first get was no good. If the first get was no good, she's not married to the second guy.
It doesn't seem.
But Teitze usually, the Lashon Teitze means she has to leave, and it usually means through a divorce.
That's it's not Mashman Rashi that she needs a new get for the new marriage.
From the second marriage?
Yeah, because it's just as even as Be'et said, like if she had gotten married through this get, if she had gotten remarried through this get, then she should leave because of the suffering. It doesn't say you need a new get. It would just mean she was never remarried.
A new get from the first guy or from the second guy?
From the second guy. Meaning, it's not that she needs a get.
That's a pashut though. I mean, if it's the whole thing is a suffix, right? So we don't know. If she wants to get remarried to a third guy, she's going to need a get. I mean, technically, she doesn't need a get right now if she's not doing anything. But if she wants to get remarried, she's going to need another get.
From the first guy.
First guy and the second guy. Because it's suffix. Right? But anyways, the worst thing, if the shayla would be milu lememsu l'shliach, so then that's not a suffix b'chlal. It should be pashut. That the first get was not chal, so she's not married to the second guy, she's not allowed to be married to the second guy, and she needs to get another get from the first guy. So the Gemara says, that can't be the pshat. So the Gemara says, Ella, and by the way, just to open head this ha'ara, we've set it out together, but what's Rashi doing here, Dibra Masko, Halacha Kirb Yosi? Everybody chop that Rashi. Ben, what is Rashi saying, Halacha Kirb Yosi? What is he, Dibra Masnissen, like what's he doing over there? So I'll tell you what I think he's doing. Shout like this. I read the Gemara, Halacha k'Rav Yosi to Amar Milu Memsu L'Shliach, meaning the Halacha is like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi Shita is Ayin Sham, like look at the Masoreh Sashas, right? The Gemara is later on, and Ayin Alf, Ayin Beis. The Shita's Rav Yosi is that Milu Memsu L'Shliach. So Shmuel Paskin, Milu Memsu L'Shliach. So the Milu, that's the Halacha. Rashi's telling you, it's Rav Yosi our Mishnah. Those Sugyas is the same Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah argued on the din. Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah said that even when a husband goes and tells a Beis Din, three people, he says Tnu, they still have to write it, and they can't give it over. They have to write it themselves, they can't give it over. Why? They're a Beis Din. Right? So Rashi's telling you that's Pshat, and Rabbi Yossi, because Mili lo memsu l'shliach. You can't give that over. Okay, anyway, I think that's Pshat, what the Gemara is saying. I'll call upon him. So, That cannot have been the suffix. So else, what was the suffix? It was Shmuel. How come? By this is what he was misafik about. Haik sovu iksav yadon iksav haget. The shaila is when the husband originally told them to write it. What did he really mean by that? He meant to write the nusach of the get, or he meant they should write their handwriting, meaning on the chasimas. Okay, now. The truth is, it's a little bit hard to understand this Lashon HaGemara, especially after the light of the Gemara later on, and really Tosos, Dibra Masko Sovyad, is already bothered by this. Because, I'll just say it out simply right now, is that it doesn't really make a difference. Because regardless of what the husband meant by right, whether he meant the Ksivas HaGet itself, or he meant the Chasimus, either way it's Mili, and that can't be given over. So like the Gemara didn't really accomplish anything.
Sure, giving it over. And
yeah, that's the case. That's the case, Don. What was the case, right? The husband told them Ksovu and Ksomu, right? So and they told someone else to write it. So first, like, well, maybe the Shaila is about Mili. The Gemara was like, no, it can't be Mili because Shmuel holds Mili doesn't work. Okay, so something else. We wanted to know, what did the husband mean? Did he mean sign? Or maybe the whole time he just meant, maybe meant actually write together, maybe just meant sign. Yeah, but either way, who did he tell it over to? He told it over to Bob. Bob, he told it over to two people, right? He told it over to Bob and Phil, right? He thought Bob and Phil kiss with three Elishni. So either way, if they're going to tell someone else, it's going to be Mili. So it's a little bit of a horror here in the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara anyway because it's a big issue. But I'm just pointing out that this is a little bit of a horror in the Gemara. Tosis faces as Enachanami. Afakav de lo nafke min amidi, because either way it's Mili. But the maskana of Gemara is that Shmuel is going to go a certain way. So the Gemara wanted to ask the Gemara, ask it in a certain sura. Okay, I'm just pointing out the Ha'ara. I think we could still read the Gemara.
That's one suffix, though. Didn't Rashi say it's six vehicle? Isn't that only one suffix in the Gemara, whether or not they hold your in it?
What do you mean, sex favor?
We're actually very much suffering in the Svega, and sorry, not sex favor.
Yeah, not a sex favor, yeah? Okay. So the Gemara says, we'll just take the Peshutta right now. The Gemara is asking now without, the Gemara's going to come back to it, the Gemara is asking right now without the Cheshbon of Mil. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? The suffix was, what did the husband actually mean? When he says Ksov, he told him to write the get. Does that mean their signatures, or does that mean the Ksav again? So the Gemara says, well, that was the suffix. V'tifshu lei mimasnisa. So if that was the suffix, let's just bring a ride from the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Amr l'shnayim to get the ishti. The first case of our Mishnah says, a husband instructs two people, give the get. He doesn't say Ksav. He doesn't say to write it, he says the get. Next case, olish losha, kisvu get, utru l'ishti. Now, in both of those cases, so that case it says kisvu. By the two it says tnu, by the three it says kisvu. What's the halacha of both of those cases? Hare elu, here's the important lashon of the Mishnah, yichtavu v'yitvu. They have to be koisei and give it. Right? So what do you see from there?
Can you write it?
Koisei get? I don't know.
Huh?
Seemingly custom.
So Pashup Shat, the Gemara is saying, means that they have to write to get. Pashup Shat, the Mishnah is saying, they have to write to get. Now, if Shmuel has a suffix, that when a husband tells people, kisvu, that maybe he really just means to do the chasima, so why would the Mishnah say, hare elu yichtavu yichtavu? No, it's not true, hare elu yichtavu. It could be, anyone could write it, and they have to sign. So from the fact that the Mishnah says, that when the husband tells Eidim to do the get, the halach is harei elu yichtavu v'yachtamu, right? Yichtavu v'yitnu, right? Which means they actually have to write the get and then deliver it. So you see that the ksiva means the actual lashon of the get. So the Gemara gives a very obvious answer, which is funny now almost to understand what was happening to the Gemara. The Gemara says, answers, ki yiguvu kamen bayilei, ksoivu ksav yodanu o ksav getu. Right? What does the word yichtavu in the Mishnah mean? The same way Shmuel has a suffix, what does the Baal mean by yichtavu? We have a suffix, Shmuel saying, I have a suffix in the Lashon on Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, when a guy says to two people, tnu get, the halacha is, says the Mishnah, hare elu yichtavu. What does yichtavu mean? Does yichtavu mean literally write the nusach haget, or does it mean sign it? Right? So the same suffix that Shmuel has, Be'etzem, he has in Lashon on Mishnah. In fact, that's where it's coming from. That's where Shmuel is coming, getting a suffix from. How to read the Lashon Mishnah. Okay, so it's unclear from the Mishnah which way to go. So the Gemara says, you know, we'll bring another right. Pshita, the ksav get. It must be that it's the actual writing of the get and not just the chasim. So why? The ksani sefer says, well, let's look at the sefer of the Mishnah. Amr, v'yoisi, numinu l'shliach afanam mikupalam shafil amr l'bezdin agadol shibushalayim. The Hemshech of the Mishnah says, the Chikas of Yosi is, right, that you're not allowed, even if you're a full bezdin of three, and the Lashon was Tznu, they are not allowed to give it over to anyone else, they have to write it themselves. So now the Lashon over there is, V'yichtavu V'yitnu La. So if you say that Yichtavu means the Ksav Aget, very good. Eli Amris Ksav Yodanu. If you're going to say that the Lashon Yichtavu in the Mishnah means just the chasimas of the Eidim. So what is the Mishnah basically saying? That even in a Bez that Gadol Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to give it over to someone else. They have to learn themselves how to write it and then write the get. So says the Gemara, Eliyamus Ksav Yodinu, if it's their own chasimas, Mi'ika Beidina Delo Yadi Mechtem Chasimas Yadayu, is there any Bez in the world that the Dayanim don't know how to sign their own names? Could be the Dayanim, they're not ciphering, they didn't know exactly how to write it yet. They're not proficient in writing it, but to sign their names, for sure they would know how to sign their names. So from the fact that the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi is, no, even the Bezdin has to learn how to do it, would seem to clearly indicate that Yichtavu means the actual Ksivas again, which something they would have to learn, as opposed to the Chasimas Yadai. So that's the Gemara's Raya Al-Khar, so why is Shmuel having a suffix about this? Again, back to our question. Shmuel says that if the Eidim don't write the get themselves, it's a suffix. We don't know what to do. Says the Gemara, what's the suffix about? It can't be about Mili. It must be about what did the husband mean when he said write it. So the Gemara is saying, why is Shmuel having a suffix about that? It's a Mefurisha Mishnah L'chayr, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Yichtavu means to write the actual Nusach HaGet, and therefore it should be for sure possible to get. Why is Shmuel having a suffix about it? The Gemara says, no, your assumption is wrong. What was your kasha? That there can't be Dayanim who don't know how to sign their own names, and therefore it must mean that they have to learn how to write the actual Nusach HaGet? Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. In really, there is such a thing of Dayanim that don't know how to sign their names. Ika Beidina Chadita. If you have a very new Bezdin, so they're new on the job, they did not yet learn how to sign their names. Still sounds a little strange. I mean, even nowadays, to become a Dayan, you got to be pretty good. You have to be tested on pretty much all of Pesach Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch, and Ibn Ezra a little bit. I think maybe even all of Ibn Ezra, yeah. You have to know Hilchos Gittin, you have to know a lot of stuff. But I guess they didn't have to know how to sign their names when we started. And they learn on the job. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, there's such a thing. There's such a thing that it could be that there was a fresh Bezdin and they didn't yet learn how to sign their names. Okay, so as of now, we're okay that we've explained Shita Shmuel. The suffix of Shmuel is when the husband tells these people, Kisu, to get, what does the Kisu mean? Does it mean the actual writing of the get or just means the signatures? So now the Gemara continues its attack. The Isvir Alon, the High Kisoivu, Ksav Yodanu, the Gemara says, now if you're going to say, Shmuel is a suffix. So if you're going to go like the side of the suffix, that ksov means just their chasibus, haksav haget kosher, then you're going to tell me the ksav haget is kosher. V'ha amr Shmuel amr rebi halacha kirbi yosi, damr milu mensur l'shtiach. But didn't Shmuel paskin milu mensur l'shtiach? So how could that be? How could it be that they're allowed to give over the writing of the get itself to somebody else, and all they have to do is write their own signatures? What do you mean? What happened to me? Now, this is what I meant before by the Gemara earlier with Shver. Like, why did the Gemara understand this at the beginning? Right, the Gemara said, when the Gemara first introduced, as I pointed out before, once the Gemara introduced this Tut Stadim in Shmuel, it sounded like, oh yeah, it's, we don't know. And now the Gemara is asking the obvious question. Either way you slice it, it's a Shiloh Mili. It's for sure going to be, if they're giving it over to somebody else, it's a Mili issue. Okay, Toy says you could have asked the question really the opposite way. Okay, I'm not going to answer all the points. But Lamai says this is the obvious question, that if you're talking about the letting a cipher write it, it's going to be a shayla of mili. So the Gemara says, no, we can get out of it. Why? Says the Gemara, Amri isvirlan the ksobu ksav yodanu, if we really take the tzad of Shmuel Safik, the ksobu only refers to the chasimus. So then, the meaning ksav haget is going to be kosher. How could it be kosher? Says the Gemara, ksav haget nase ka'oimer imru. Umodir b'yosif ka'oimer imru. The Gemara says, if the Baal, when the Baal instructed the Edom to write it, all he really meant was sign it. So it's not like Stam, he told them, listen, you guys sign it. And then if they want, they're going to have to like reappoint somebody else. If he's only telling them to sign it, what is he basically telling them? You guys could go ahead and appoint someone else to write it. If he's only instructing them to sign it, so it's as if he said to them, Ke'oimer Ibu, as if he told them, listen, you guys go tell somebody else. So that means that even though in general, the halacha is mili lo mensur l'shliach, that means if the Baal gives over instructions to one person, that guy on his own can't go ahead and give over the instructions to somebody else. But if the Baal, when he gave it over, said, listen, I'm telling you to instruct somebody else, then it would work. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Umodur b'yosi, in that case, for Oimer Imru, then it works. That if the husband is Oimer, he's telling them, you Imru, you go tell it to someone else, then it would work. Then really would be Mimsur Mishliach. So the Gemara is not going to challenge it. I mean, Umodur b'yosi, Oimer Imru. Are you really going to tell me that b'yosi is Moideh by Oimer Imru, that Mili all of a sudden works? Mili is Memsul Shliach. That's not so posh. Why? But now, there's a mission later on, at the end of the Masechta, that says, Ksav Sefer Ve'eid Kosher. This is Lashon HaMishnah, to get this clear. It's Ketai to see it inside, but just, I'll try to speak it out clearly. The mission of the Lashon HaMishnah is, if you have the Ksav Sefer plus one Eid, the Get is Kosher. That's enough of the Eidim that you need on the Get. That would seem like one signature, plus the sofer's handwriting of the get. So the Gemara says, even though that's Lashon HaMishnah, Va'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah explained that what does the Mishnah mean? Chsam Soifer Shanim. That even though the Lashon HaMishnah is Chsam Soifer, it really should be means the Chsam Soifer. That's the way we understood Pshat. It's talking about the Chsam Soifer. So basically, what does that mean? That means the Soifer can write a get. He can be one of the eight, and he's going to sign himself. Plus, there'll be another eight. That's what the Mishnah means, like Ksav Soifer Ve'ed. Means the Ksiva and the Chasima of the Soifer, plus another eight. So we have two eidim signed on the get. The Amr of Chista, so now putting it all together. So we have the Mishnah, we have the explanation of the Mishnah based on Rabbi Yirmiyah, and now we have a comment of Rabbi Yirmiyah, of Chista, of Amr of Chista, Masnis and Mani Rabbi Yossi. The Amr, Mili Lo Memshin L'Shliach. Who is the author of this Mishnah? The author of the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yossi, who holds Mili Lo Memshin L'Shliach. Now we can explain why that is in a second, based on Rashi. Just so far, what do we have? So we have the Mishnah. Mishnah says Ksav Soifer. We have the explanation of the Mishnah coming from Rabbi Yirmiyah that really means Ksam Soifer Shanim. And then Rav Chista, who is basing on the din of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that it must be that the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who happens to hold Mili Lo Memshin L'Shliach. In other words, once you establish that the Mishnah is going dafka by the Chasima of the Soifer, you automatically must be going in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and that is that Mili Lo Memshin L'Shliach. Now, why is that? So Rashi explains very simply. Because if we're allowing the Sofer to write and to sign the get, says the Gemara, we have, Rashi is explaining now, we have a very simple chashash. What happens in a situation where the husband tells a guy, he says, listen, he tells, let's call him Bob, he says, Bob, I want you to appoint a soifer and two eidim. Okay, so now if Bob listens, everything's good. But says Rashi, there's a fear here, that if Bob goes to his office and says, I want you just to write the get. I don't want you to sign it. You're going to be the writer, and then we'll have two eidim to sign it. That might be an insult to the soifer. So on his own, the shliach might say, you know what? I'm going to tell the soifer, not only should he write the get, let him sign the get also. So he'll be one of the eidim, and I'll add another eidim. That's a concern every time a Baal appoints a shliach to appoint a soifer and eidim. We're afraid, instead of doing what the Baal really wanted, which was to appoint the sofer only to write and another to aid him to sign, we're afraid that in deference to the sofer, not to insult him, the shliach is going to change what the Baal wanted, and he's going to say, okay, you, Mr. Sofer, you could sign. Now, what happens if that actually happened? The get is possible. Kids are mamzerim for the next marriage. Why? Because it's not what the Baal wanted. The Baal said, I want two other aid. So that's be'etzim a concern. So therefore, the Gemara is like this. If we allow the sofer ever, if we ever allow a sofer to sign on a get, we have to be concerned that happened. We see a get now that says, here's the cipher, his name is signed, and then another eight. Now, it could be the Baal wanted that, but could be he did. Maybe the Baal really wanted another two eight to sign. But the shliach guy in the middle messed it up, and he told the cipher to sign. That's going to be absurd. So says the Gemara, the only way to say that we would allow the cipher ever to sign must be if we go like Shitas Rabbi Yossi. If we hold like Rabbi Yossi, then mili lo memshin l'shliach, that concern never exists. Why? Because the shliach would never be allowed to change what the Baal said, because anyway, the soifer would only always have to hear from the Baal directly. If you hold mili lo memshin l'shliach, right? So then the Baal would never be able to instruct a shliach to go instruct other people. It would never work. Because it doesn't work, mili lo memshin l'shliach. So that's the Gemara's question. That's all Rav Chista was saying. From the fact that Rabbi Yirmiyah learned that Pshat of the Mishnah of Ksav Soifer Eid is really Chasam Soifer Eid, that automatically means that we don't have this concern that the Shliach switched things around not to insult the Soifer. Why don't we have the concern? The only explanation would be like, we're going like Rabbi Yossi and me, the Lamem Shul Shliach, so it can never happen. Because every Soifer knows the only way for him to sign on the get is that he heard it directly from the Baal. Make sense, Joe? Good. So that's the setup up until now. So now the Gemara is going to attack based on this, what we said before. We said up until now that even though Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Mili lo memshin l'shliach, but Rabbi Yossi is Moide by Omer Imru that Mili are memshin l'shliach. So try the Gemara, it's not going to work. The Isa, now three lines to the bottom. Isa, the Daitach Moed Rabbi Yossi, Boimer Imru. If you're going to say that Rabbi Yossi, who normally holds Mili Lorem Sulashliach, is Moed that by Omer Imru, it does work. Malfik Menechur. Then we're going to have this disaster that we were trying to avoid, we're still going to have over here. The Zim Da Omru Lehu Lishnayim Imru Lesefer V'yichdo Uloploni Uploni V'yachdamu. Maybe that's what's going to happen. We can have this case where the husband tells, he tells two people, listen, I want you two guys to tell the sefer to write and tell another two people to sign. Umishum kisufa, the same case we said before, umishum kisufa, the sefer, and because they're embarrassed not to, they don't want to insult the sefer. Umishum kisufa, the sefer chayshi umachta michad miharach sadi v'sefer ba'adayu. So they're going to say, listen, we're not going to kick the sofer out of here. We're going to have one of those two Edim. They're going to have signed one of those two Edim together with the sofer. The sofer Badai, the sofer will be with them. The sofer is going to sign, and they're going to, and the sofer is going to be one of the two Edim. And why is that a problem? Baal lo amarachi, but the Baal didn't say that. The Baal wanted the sofer to write, and he wanted Reuben and Shimon to sign. So the exact chashash that Rav Chisda was coming to perform, that the only way we get out of it is through Rabbi Yossi Shita, is not going to work if Rabbi Yossi is moida by Omer Imru, because that's what's going on over here. The Baal is appointing somebody or two Edim to go tell other people to do it, and that's Omer Imru, and it's going to have the same chashash. So it must be that not only did Rabbi Yossi hold Midl Lomem Shulashliach by a regular case, but even by Omer Imru, Midl Lomem Shulashliach. Right? That's the Gemara's Taina, that Rabbi Yossi cannot hold of Omer Imru that really are Mimsul Shliach. So we're back to the original Kasha, that really what was going on, what was Shmuel's suffix over here? So the Gemara answers, Kevan Domer Mar Kasha Velo Ta'asa Kein Yisrael Lo Shchiach. We'll stop over here for today. The Gemara answers that even though it's true that theoretically this concern could happen, because Rabbi Yossi does hold that Omer Imru Mili Amim Shulashliach, and therefore theoretically this case could be a problem, that whenever we see a sofer that's signed on the get, we have to be concerned that maybe this whole thing happened where he wasn't really supposed to sign, the Baal didn't want it, and this whole thing happened. But since we're going to see later on in Samach Zayin of an Aleph, that for a different reason, for a separate issue, we'll see tomorrow Mitzvah Shem, the halacha is that in Ikar Adin, a husband is allowed to appoint somebody, or two people, to appoint other people. However, the halacha is you're not supposed to do it. Kasher, when, as the Tap Rashi says, the Kamash Raisin on our Amud, by if the husband tells two people, Imru the Saif Bikh, the opponent of the Akhtamu, it works, but you're not supposed to do it. There's a problem with doing that. So therefore it was not a common case. Because the halacha is not to do it. You're not supposed to do it. It'll work if you do, but you're not supposed to. Since you're not supposed to do it, this case never really happened. It's a very uncommon case. For an uncommon case, we don't have to be concerned with this gzeira that maybe the shliach is going to not listen to the Baal and to be nervous about the covet of the son. We're just not nervous about it. So basically, we're able to defend this shita that really Rabbi Yossi holds that even though normally mili lo memsur l'shliach, in the case of Omer Imru, mili are memsur l'shliach. And therefore, that was the suffix, that was our original suffix here of Shmuel, that by Omer Imru would be okay, and therefore when back to our case at the beginning of the Gemara, when a husband tells two people ksogu tnu get ishti, if they in turn hire a sofer to do it, we're not sure what the halach is. We're not sure did the husband really mean you guys have to write the get, in which case it would be possible. Or did he just mean you guys have to sign the get, in which case they would be allowed to appoint someone else to write the get, based on the klal of Omer Imru, where we say Mili Armin Sim Lashviah. Now it's just interesting that the end of this Rashi, I was looking at it, sounds like a stira to the Machoikas, the Toys and Samach Bob and Beis. The Toys points out, and Rashi over here in Samach Zayin Aban Aleph, that really Shita Shmuel later on is that it's not the Chsam Soyer, it's the Ksav Soyer Vein, which means this whole thing is really immaterial, because Shmuel could have had a suffix. The whole Gemara, this whole last kasha was based on the fact that Chsam Sofer Eid. So the Gemara got into this whole problem. But Shmuel doesn't learn like that. And Rashi adds on that the truth is He doesn't even go like Rabbi Yossi b'chav. Lo moik like Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't hold that the whole mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. It's all the whole meaning. The whole mishnah is k'sav so it's not Rabbi Yossi. So it sounds like Rashi just pointing out that really the kasha was the shir. Tosus says, and I saw the Mefarshim put Rashi and Tosus actually together, that even though it's true that Shmuel himself doesn't learn the mishnah later on like this, he doesn't learn that k'sav soifer means k'sav soifer, but it's possible to learn like that within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So since we never find Lehedi that Shmuel doesn't say that in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara went through the Shakel of Ataria to speak it out in Rabbi Yossi. Even though Aliba de Emes, Shmuel never said that, he never learned the Gemara Mishnah like that. Shmuel himself didn't learn like Rabbi Yossi going to Rabbanah. But within Rabbi Yossi, he never said this, that this couldn't be the Pshat. So the Gemara is now going through the Sugya as if the Mishnah there would have been Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to point to Shmuel. Okay, so yeah.